What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Hamza Will Regret Sleeping with His Groupies. Now, as you guys know, Hamza is a big Indian YouTuber who lives in the UK. He went from being your typical curry sale to a self-proclaimed Adonis, and now he is sleeping with lots and lots of women who follow him on his channel. Now, from a legal perspective, Hamza made a grave error when he said publicly and many times that he slept with a lot of women from his channel, okay? These women, at any time, they can come out and say, he raped me, he beat me, he hit me, and it's pretty much game over for Hamza. Now, the reason why I'm making this video for you guys out there, it's not so much the video for Hamza as it is that this video is for you guys out there as well who need to understand. Hamza has to ask himself the $1 trillion question. If I was your typical curry sale working at the local quickie mart or kebab shop, would these women be interested in me? Give me a second to wipe away the... Okay, I think it's a little bit better. Yeah, we're here for the audio more than the visual. So, Hamza has to ask himself, if I was your typical curry sale working at the quickie mart or the kebab shop in wherever he is in the UK, would these women want to sleep with me? The answer is hell to the no. These women are sleeping with Hamza simply because they want to be associated with him. Either they want to say, hey, I slept with Hamza, to raise their status. Right now, Hamza is dating a girl and he's very much in love with her. Okay, now Hamza is like what, 20, 21 years old? I'm 41, 42 if we go by the lunar calendar, which is a divine calendar, by the way. So my experience is twice as long as that of Hamza. What Hamza fails to realize is that the girl who is madly in love with him, she is a chameleon, okay? Now, as you guys know, a couple of years ago, I was married to an Egyptian girl. She was a chameleon, you know, she loved me, she, you know, sucked my you-know-what, she did everything I wanted, you know, we didn't have premarital sex because, you know, in Islam, you're not allowed to do that. But nevertheless, she was bombarding me, you know, love bombing me, that's what they call it nowadays. But it turns out that she was a manipulative gold digging whore who just wanted to use me for a green card and money and stuff like that. Now, when I discovered this, I just hopped on a plane, came back to America, served her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C., and that was the end of that story. Now, Hamza, who is obviously sleeping with these girls throughout the UK and the European Union as a whole, it's not going to be that easy for him when they say, he hit me, he raped me. So right now, if these girls want, they can put Hamza in major, major legal problems. Now, the problem with Hamza is that he believes that he found unicorns. I'm here to tell you guys, there is no such thing as a unicorn. These women are chameleon. Like, for Hamza made a video the other day saying the girl he's sleeping with, that she reads the same books as he does, and that when he's on a date with her, she doesn't look at the phone. To him, he found a unicorn. What he fails to realize is that manipulative, gold-digging women, they're high IQ. And I keep on telling you guys, women who are high IQ are the most dangerous because they actually can dig a hole for you 7 steps ahead of you. So while Hamza is thinking to himself, I found the one. It's all because I looks max. It's all because I gym max. It's all because I came the best version of myself. The reality of the matter is the girl is purely interested in Hamza's status and success. For example, Dana Cook, I think his name is Dana Cook. He's a comedian. Dana Cook, he's 50 years old. He's going to get married to a 23-year-old girl, okay? Do you guys think for a second that 23-year-old girl truly loves Dana Cook and wants to be with him? Absolutely not. She's marrying Dana Cook for two reasons. Reason number one, she can get her Instagram business or whatever she's peddling on the internet going. That's number one. Number two, 5-6 years from now, when she decides to bounce, she's gonna take half his shit, okay? This is what Hamza needs to understand. Look, Hamza is not a 50-year-old dude, okay? Nevertheless, he's still part of the Corey race. And I've said it before and I've said it again. In fact, I don't even have to say this. You can ask Incel TV. You can pretty much ask any guy in the manosphere. There's nothing lower than a Corey cell, okay? I don't care how rich, how successful you are. No woman desires a Corey cell. Let me say that one more time, okay? No woman desires a Corey cell. If a woman is going to be with a Corey cell, it's because there's an alternative, ulterior motive to it, okay? Even Sandman did a video about India, about white women getting with Indian guys in Canada. And I'm actually kind of seeing that here in America. When I was living in the Bay Area, I've seen that myself, you know, not a lot, but you have to remember I left the Bay Area due to Scamarone about 2 years ago. So why are white women getting with Indian dudes? You know, there's a meme going out there. Once you go Corey, you don't have to worry. So Indians are a safe bet for white women, okay? So white women, they can use Indians as a way to raise their status. And you guys have to understand, man, these white women who go with Indians, they're not going with Yogi Obes. They're not going with the 5'4" Indian who works at 7-Eleven, you know. They're going with Indians who are successful, Indians who have status. Hamza is a perfect example of that. Nevertheless, they don't like them. They do not desire them. They do not want to be with them. They simply want access to their money and, most important, their status, so they can be able to catapult their career using, you know, imagine if Hamza comes out and says, hey guys, go to my girlfriend's OnlyFans page or her Instagram page or buy her, I don't know, vagina scented candles. Boom, this girl is gonna go from like no sales to like a multimillionaire in probably a couple hours, okay? So I want guys out there to understand something, man. And I drove Cabin LA before Uber was a thing, before Tinder was a thing. I've seen this 1,000 times, okay? If you have to, quote unquote, self-improve, which is what Hamza is selling you, it's GG for you. It's good game, game over. You already lost. Guys, how many times have we seen women come on TikTok, they come on YouTube, they come on Tinder, and they say, oh, I got 6 kids from 10 different baby daddies. My kids are the world to me. And if you want to get with me, you have to adopt my kids and take care of them like they were your own. Do you guys ever stop and ask, whatever happened to the baby daddies? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to the baby daddies. These women were sleeping with thugs, terrorists, lowlifes, degenerates, druggies, alcoholic, abusive men. Guys, I've picked up women from the police station who were left for dead by their abusive boyfriend, and the first thing they wanted to do, other than not pressing charges, was to get in my cab and go back to the abusive boyfriend because he loves her, okay? And a second thing is, guys, I've seen women get knocked the fuck out. I remember, man, I was dropping off this Mexican dude up at a Mexican nightclub up in, I think it's called, what's the name of it? It's up in the valley. It's on Sepulveda. It's up there on Sepulveda in the valley. So I dropped off this Mexican dude at a nightclub. And, you know, there was this girl who was, you know, like fighting with her boyfriend. You know, he was actually walking away with her, you know. He was actually walking away from her. And she was like chasing him, pushing him, hitting him. The guy turns around and slugs her, you know. My cab was like 100 feet away. My windows were up. I could hear the connect of his punch hitting that girl right square in the face, and that bitch flew like 15 feet behind him, 15 feet, you know, away from him, obviously. Guess what? When she came out too, first thing she did, she ran after him, hugged him, and then they went into the nightclub together. So was that guy the best version of himself? Was that guy a multimillionaire? Was that guy a big YouTuber? Did that guy have emotional intelligence? Nope. He was just a thug lowlife that made her pussy wet. That's all there is to it, guys. Guys, I've been saying this for years, and a lot of you guys out there, you just don't want to admit to it. But I'm going to say it again, man. If you guys have to get on the internet and you need to get dating advice from Hamza or AMS, you are a Beta Bucks Deluxe. That's all you are, guys. Okay? If you watch Hamza, you watch AMS, or you watch any other PUA in the manosphere, you are a Beta Bucks Deluxe. You will never ever be attractive to women. This whole thing of being the best version of yourself, emotional intelligence, it's all bullshit. There are criminals, terrorists, thugs, lowlifes who are the total and complete opposite of best version of yourself, who get more pussy and better pussy than you ever will. And going back to the girls on TikTok and Tinder who say, oh, I got 10 kids from 27 baby daddies and you have to take care of them. First of all, why is the father not on child support? Oh, yeah, that's right. The father doesn't have a job because he's a low-life criminal. If anything, the father would put her on child support. So all you guys out there who are watching Hamza, you're watching AMS, the best you can ever hope for is to be a Beta Bucks Deluxe. And guess what? 80% of all men out there are undesirable to women. You're just not attractive enough for the opposite sex. That's just how it is, guys, you know. I don't make the rules, man. 80% of you guys out there, and according to a study on Tinder, 95% of men out there simply are not attractive for women. That's just how it is, guys. I don't write the rules, so don't get upset at me. I'm just the messenger. So, if you are an unattractive dude, what are your options? First of all, guys, becoming a Beta Bucks Deluxe, you don't want to do that, okay? Because she's gonna hate you, she's gonna abuse you, she's gonna manipulate you, she's gonna cheat on you, and eventually she's going to divorce rape you, take the kids, take well over 50% of everything you have, okay? So becoming a Beta Bucks Deluxe and getting into a relationship with a woman, especially if you're gonna get married and have kids, that is quite honestly the worst thing you as a man can ever do. So if you have to watch Hamza, you have to watch AMS, all right, you're a Beta Bucks Deluxe. We came to that conclusion, okay? Because I'm telling you guys out of experience, okay? Because I was out in Hollywood, I've seen this with my eyes, okay? There's homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone in fucking Venice Beach, who's fucking some of the hottest women in the world. They're paying for his food. They're taking him back to their $400-$500 a night hotel room. And do you think these guys are watching AMS? Do you think these guys are listening to Hamza telling them to be the best version of themselves and have high emotional IQ and go out and make money? Nope. They're too busy fucking pussy. In fact, guys like that have to actually turn away pussy. They don't have time for mediocre pussy. And they definitely don't have time watching some guy on the internet telling them to walk around town saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. So, if you're watching AMS, you're watching Hamza, you're a beta box deluxe, and you have been that way, you are that way, and you will always be that way. And hey man, that's just how it is. So what is your solution as a beta box deluxe? Your solution is to go to a country where prostitution is legal and pay for it. That's it. Instead of wasting your time watching Hamza, watching AMS, get that money, right? You know, hey, I'm gonna give you guys an idea. Why don't you drive Uber? Why don't you drive DoorDash a couple hours a day? You know, make a quick 50, 60 bucks, you know, after 30 days. You know, let's say you make $50 a night driving DoorDash or Uber, right? Times 30, that's what, $1,500, right? $1,500, get yourself a plane. You know, if you're in America and you make that $1,500 just fucking driving DoorDash, Uber a couple hours a night, go to Mexico, go to somewhere in Latin America where prostitution is legal, and just get yourself a girl for $100, $150, and that's it, you know? If you're in Europe, you can go to a place like Latvia, where prostitution, I think, is legal. Amsterdam, the prostitution is legal. That's it, man. So instead of you guys out there watching Hamza and AMS and other PUAs in the manosphere, you know, just get a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, I'm not talking about becoming millionaire status, having Instagram, a billion followers on YouTube. I'm simply saying, hey, get yourself like $1,500 a month doing a dumb job like Uber, DoorDash, whatever, and just every couple of months, you know, just hop on a plane. If you're in Europe, go to Amsterdam. If you're in the Americas, go to like fucking Mexico. You know, spend a week there, you know, get yourself a dozen or half a dozen prostitutes for $100. And that's it, man. You know, these prostitutes, you don't have to worry about them prostitutes me too and you. You don't have to worry about them saying that you raped them, that you beat them, that you hit them. You know, Hamza, because he actually, what's that thing called where you, Hamza self-incriminated himself. I know it sounds cool for Hamza when he comes out and says, oh yeah, man, I slept with a lot of women from my YouTube channel. Look, man, from a legal perspective, bro, you just self-incriminated yourself, bro. All the women that Hamza has slept with, at any point, they can say he raped me, he beat me, he hit me, and it's over for him. You know, this is why I tell you guys, you know, go to places like Latin America where they don't have any of this mumbo jumbo Me Too movement. You know, go to fucking, go to Amsterdam, go to Czech Republic, go to the brothels they have where that's their job. You know, they're not gonna say Me Too their customers. That's just not how it works. So for all of you guys out there who are watching Hamza, AMS, and other PUAs in the manosphere, man, just look decent. That's all I'm gonna say, man. Look fucking decent. You know, don't fucking play video games, gain 300 pounds, and fucking eat Cheetos all day. That's all I'm gonna say. Just look decent. Forget the fact that you ever want to have a loving, doting wife or a relationship, because women want to be with one of two guys. Either they want to be with the bad boy, the guy who abuses them, the guy who makes that pussy wet, which 95% of men out there are not, or they want to be with a beta box deluxe that they can use to further their career and then later on divorce rape him and take half his shit or more. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.